the San Francisco earthquake. But the greatest impact was in Santa Rosa. Per capita, more people died. Every building was damaged. The only surviving resource were the people who shook themselves awake and started helping each other.
That is the great Jim Johnson, whose voice you heard talking about information on the 1906 quake, largely given to him by our next guest. A lot of people call her, well, lots of different things, including our major local historian, great columnist for the Press Democrat. I like to call her just a local treasure. I think that covers a lot of territory, which it should when you're talking about Gay LeBaron. Gay, welcome and good to see you again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yes, so April 18th, it happened about 5:12 in the morning, and I guess I understand why they call it the Great San Francisco Quake. It was a little better known than we were.
Just a bit, yeah.
At the time. But still, it was such devastation and something similar to what we've just experienced, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I don't know if this still holds. I suspect it still does. But like the last time I looked, about 10 years ago, no city on the continental United States had ever been as damaged as Santa Rosa was.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. So at the time, the population of Santa Rosa was pretty minimal.
About 6,600.
6,600, and out of that, about 100 died that day.
Right. At least.
Yeah.
They weren't very good at statistics.
Record keeping.
Yeah.
Well, they probably had some other things on their hands that day, too. We understand about that. But virtually downtown was decimated, correct?
Yes, it was. It was just everything from the courthouse, which is old Courthouse Square today, all the way to the railroad station. And that was the business district then. Because, I mean, we think now at the mall takes up what was three blocks of it. But it was all the way down. That was where traffic went and where the businesses were.
And I remember seeing a picture in the archives from the Press Democrat the day after, so the 19th of April, talking about this amazing disaster. And I think to myself, at that time, in 1906, there were only so many modes of communication. It's amazing to me that they weren't all down, including the paper.
The paper printed on, well, this is debatable. I've heard two stories, but the one that I think is true, at least maybe both are, the paper was destroyed. In fact, four people died at the Press Democrat.
Oh.
Because one of them was a paper boy, or two of them.
Aww.
Because they were, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, they were getting ready to deliver.
Yeah.
But they printed on the Fountain Grove Press because Thomas Lake Harris, the old crazy old guy that had the utopian community there, had a printing press to print his poems.
Really?
And the first.
And that's what they used?
That little paper that you see in the museum. Was printed out in the Fountain Grove Press.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, I'm hoping, and there must be lessons learned from that experience. So much of it, when I hear a bigger piece of what we just heard about what it was like that day and in the many days that followed, and it just feels so familiar when we talk about communication systems being knocked out. Mm-hmm. Of course, different communication systems now, but particularly about the neighbors reaching out to help neighbors. I mean, this is a story that is not very far in our rearview mirror.
Boy, I'll say it's not.
And
this is at the time, and I've used this in a couple of columns, but it's the title of a chapter in our book. But a magazine called Santa Rosa the pluckiest city in California, and I think we've got that again.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely true. And so you've been watching, in all of the columns and the books that you've written about Santa Rosa, you certainly know this history, you know, to a T. Given what you've seen over the course of the last 6 months in terms of us making our way toward recovery, in your view, even from a historical view, how are we doing?
Oh, I think remarkably, just remarkably. And I think that, you know, I just keep my fingers crossed or my hands folded in prayer that
a lot of us do
that it doesn't get any more acrimonious than the little spots of it that we have seen.
Yeah.
Because I know people who are dealing with insurance companies. I know all the things about where it started and what could have, what it should have been.
Yeah.
And you just pray that we can kind of keep our cool and just move along, because it's going to be a long time and it's going to be tough.
And I think what, you know, makes us smarter human beings over the course of anything like this, any kind of disaster, is how much we learn from it.
Oh, exactly.
And yeah, and if we don't, shame on us, you know.
Yeah.
Shame on us. But you're right. The acrimony started shortly after the fires in some regards. And even though I know that our local leaders and state leaders and federal representatives, too, have been working tooth and nail, night and day, to make sure that we're well represented and that the dollars, as many as are possible, can come our way. So that's a helper, I think, in the circumstance. But personally, we better be a plucky bunch, because we've been through a certain part of the hard part. Now it's a different game. But I know, you know, we talk to people at the beginning of the rebuilding process, and that is no easy thing.
That's absolutely true. And I think that some of the onus is on thee and me and my colleagues and your colleagues, that the people that talk to in a sense
the community,
the public, all the time. And you know, Press Democrat, just our staff just won a Pulitzer.
Yeah, there was this tiny award.
That's right.
The largest award you can win in journalism.
Absolutely.
The Pulitzer Prize. What an amazing feat and well-deserved award.
I tend to cry when I talk about it.
Oh, that's understandable. Nobody really in our business thinks that they're going to achieve what really is the pinnacle. And don't you find, Gay, that it's an amazing, joyous moment, tinged with so much more because of the reason for that award?
Exactly. And yeah. You know, one of the things is that journalism, newspapers are not exactly the kind of thing you invest in at a great rate now. And we've got a lot of young people down there that have chosen to be journalists
in
this day and age.
In the
and
newspaper
I just think
business.
Marvelous.
Well, you know, they say the same thing about radio. That's going by the wayside with all of the opportunities.
Never.
And yet during that crisis,
yes.
What were people
there,
able
there
to rely
you were.
On? Yeah. And there was the paper too. So, it's been an amazing experience. But again, you know, I think one of the differences is, objective journalism notwithstanding, that we're all members of the community too.
Exactly.
And so this is not something that we are reporting on from afar. This is something that continues to affect our community, you know, for the foreseeable future. I don't know when we're going to look back on it and say that was really something.
Hey boy.
Because it's still really something.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What's the most important thing, aside from continuing to band together, what's the most important thing to retain the goodness of our community, even though people will be going out and new people will be coming in?
Well, I think that to keep telling the stories, because altogether the stories make up almost a legend about how we reacted. And you know, this I don't know about you, but there's hardly any time goes by anymore that you still don't hear about somebody that lost their house or hear of something done that you hadn't known before that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And the smaller things, I know that at the end of last week, I was at home in Kenwood, and I saw the most amazing and most beautiful sight, Gay. It was a cement truck going down the street into a neighborhood that had been demolished by the fires. And I thought, oh, man, that's gorgeous. Isn't that a gorgeous cement truck?
And would you ever have thought?
No.
But I think that's, you know, if we hold those thoughts of good things happening and progress, and try not to get too impatient with all the time it's taking. Yeah.
And one, I know one of the things I'm going to have to remember is that long about, you know, midsummer, end of summer, when I've seen my, you know, 570th cement truck, that I'm still as excited about that one as I am about the first one. I think that's one of the challenges for us all.
Exactly.
But I really think that we've done so well so far in maintaining our individual and collective commitment to each other. Don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do. I'm. It makes me very proud.
Yes, as well you should be. And we're glad you're here to write about this part of our history, too. And for people who've been living in a cave or brand new to Sonoma County, the titles of your amazing books about Santa Rosa and Sonoma County.
Oh, we were very creative in our titles. One of them is called Santa Rosa, a 19th Century Town, and the other one is Santa Rosa, a 20th Century Town.
What about the 21st century? There's a lot to write about, Gay.
There's a lot of people out there that are getting ready to do that, I'm sure.
Well, then we're going to stay tuned to your columns continuing in the Press Democrat. Thank you so much for being here. Always love to see you.
Thank you, Pat. Good to be here.
That is Gay LeBaron talking about the 1906 Santa Rosa earthquake. The anniversary is today. It is 9:28 at KSRO, and want to remind you, this is just a drill happening about a half an hour from right now at the Sonoma County Airport. It is a practice. It is going to be a fake plane crash at the Sonoma County Airport. And I just want to emphasize that, as we have been doing all morning. You're going to see a lot of emergency vehicles in that area. They are simulating victims from a simulated plane crash, and they're going to transport those simulated victims to Santa Rosa Memorial and also to Petaluma Valley Hospital, so that the doctors there can practice on triage in that kind of a disaster. So between 10 a.m. and noon, that's what's going to be happening at the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport. So just a reminder, it is a drill. You know, we're all still just a little bit on edge, and our nerves are still a bit frayed and flayed and raw. So want to keep reminding you that that is happening between 10 a.m. this morning and noon today. So that's what's happening at the airport and en route to the hospitals today, too. Nothing to worry about. Just getting prepared for the next thing that happens. And you know there's going to be a next thing that happens. We're reminded of that today on the anniversary of the 1906 earthquake.